Western youth are reacting to the letter of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Press TV's Nargis Mbalighi spoke to university students in London about their take on the contents of the letter.
At the beginning of this year, Paris was attacked by terrorists. In response, Ayatollah Khamenei wrote directly to the youth in the West in what was described as an unprecedented open letter. It not only addressed the Paris attacks, but made an appeal to young people to look into why Islam is being demonised and get first-hand knowledge of the religion. In November, Paris was attacked again by terrorists in events that have shocked the world. And again, Ayatollah Khamenei has written to young people in the West in an even more expansive letter. In this letter, Ayatollah Khamenei called the latest Paris attacks blind terrorism, that Muslims are poor just like everyone else. And he discusses the political double standards that have fostered this terrorism around the world. It's up to young people, he says, to disentangle the knots and lay better foundations for how we treat each other. We showed the letter to young people at this university in London for their response.
I agree with them 100%, and there's something behind like these terrorist acts. Like, what that letter's saying is kind of 100% true. And with us, like, especially like students kind of thing, we won't like 100% say things about it, but I think we should, because all of us have opinions, but it's just getting it out, to be honest.
It's down to each and every one of us, really, isn't it? Everybody has a, what should I say, their moral rights and what they want to do in life. So if they want to look into it, it's down to the individual.
Do you agree with the essence of that letter?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Terrorism is thrown around, like the word terrorism is just thrown around like casually, and I feel like people think it's a group of people, and that makes it every single Muslim like out there, but it's really not.
I don't know too much about ISIS, but what I do know is that it's not real Islam.
As we asked these young people for their thoughts, the British Parliament was debating whether to bomb Syria. It's a move that most young people here are against and illustrates why this letter has put hope in them, the young people who will mould the public opinion of the future. Nargis Mbalighi, Press TV, London.